Matthew chapter number 26. It sure is good to be in the Lord's house. Appreciate you being here tonight. And I know you've worked hard today and been stressed out probably 90% of the day, but I'm glad you're here. Matthew chapter 26. Let's pray together. Father, we come to you tonight. We thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for saving us from a devil's hell. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for church and what it means to us. Thank you, Lord, for our pastor and his wife, Lord, and the leaders of this church. I pray tonight, God, as we open this holy word, Lord God, that you've given us, I pray, God, that you'd minister to us from it. Help us, encourage us, and strengthen us for these days to come. And we'll give you glory and honor, and help us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Alrighty. Matthew chapter number 26, and we'll begin reading in verse number 36. The Bible says this, "Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go yonder and pray. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and heavy. Then said he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Verse 42, he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. He came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples, saith unto them, Sleep on now, take your rest. Behold, the hour's at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. I'm interested in this passage here as we look at the light of where we're at in our daily walk as Christians, as the body of Christ, and what we're facing. If you know anything about this Bible, and if you are close to the Lord, you know that we are on the brink of the Lord coming back. I mean, it's amazing to me. It totally amazes me how things are falling into place. Boy, this Bible has come to life. I've been saved since 81. I've tried to study it, and I've tried to read it, and you know, you think you see a little glimpse of some of it coming to life, but here in the last 5-6 years, I've seen more of it come to life and be obvious more than all the years prior to that. And I want us to look at this and as the Savior, our Savior, he's finished his 3.5 years of ministry. He has preached, he has healed, he has walked the roads, he's done all types of miracles. But now, he's approaching a time that weighs extremely heavy on him. And I want us to think about where we're at today. A lot of us here, have been saved quite a while, and we've been to church, and we've seen God move. We've seen sinners saved. We've seen people's lives get fixed and put back together. And We've seen God do a lot of things, and boy, we've just rejoiced, and we've looked for the Lord to come, but it has never dawned on us like I think it's dawning on a lot of people that He's fixing to return. And you know, there's a lot of questions. I don't know about you, but there's a lot of questions that's popped up in my mind. And you better believe that anywhere Jesus is, I heard one preacher say this, anywhere the everlasting light of the gospel is, you better be sure there's going to be some bugs flying around it. And I'm telling you that Jesus is soon to return, but with that, as I long for that and I look for that and I try to strive for that, you'd better believe that the devil is making sure he's coming around, and he's putting some doubts and he's putting some thoughts in my mind and some questions in my mind and trying to confuse. And I don't know if I'm the only one. Maybe there's somebody else that the devil's trying to, you know, make me wonder what's going to happen next. Am I really saved? Boy, it's a good time to make sure. I'm telling you, it's a good time. It's a good time here to make sure before Jesus does come. And I look at Jesus and I watch Him here. Boy, how exceeding sorrowful He was, even unto death, and how the stress of it, how the weight of it was upon Him as He faced His final hours. You know what we face in our final hours? And we need to learn from the greatest teacher that ever was on how we are to face it. And I look at this, and I'll take a title and a text out of verse 39. After all this, He said, and He went a little farther. There's a lot of things in our life. There's a lot of things that stress us. There's a lot of storms that we face. There's a lot of difficulties. There's a lot of hardships that you and I face, and even so much more as we see this day approaching, even so much more as we see the Lord about to return, and how we need to press on. We need to go farther. We need to keep going in what we're doing. We need to do right. We need to stay in God's house and stay in our prayer altars and stay in God's Word. We need to press on and persevere with some things and just keep going for God. And there's a lot of people, listen to me, you hear me well, there's a lot of people that used to fill these pews here that I promise you they're going to have some regrets like you can't even dream the regrets that they're going to have, because they're in this world. And I'm not judging, I'm nobody's judge, but I'm telling you the truth, honey, God's house and the things of God, when it's all said and done, is the only thing that's going to matter down here, and people better turn their hearts and their lives to God, or they're going to be sorry. I'm telling you like it is. I want us to see this. Let's go a little farther. Verse number 36, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane. Said unto His disciples, unto the closest ones, He said unto His disciples, sit ye here while I go yonder and pray. I'll tell you what we need to do. We need to go a little farther when people have let us down. Now, let me tell you something. I've been hearing some good preaching this week, and I love preaching. And one preacher said this, if you're going to church because of the one that's sitting in front of you, if you're going to church because of the one that's sitting on either side of you or behind you, you're going for the wrong reason. Am I right about it? Honey, listen, I love Miss Amy, and I go and I sit with her, but I'm not here at this place for her. I'm here at this place for Him. And I'm telling you, you know as well as I do, people will let you down. I am flesh. I know you're sweet, I know you're innocent, I know you ain't never done nothing wrong, but I'm telling you what, you'll let somebody down before morning if you ain't careful. Amen. I tell you, let's look in Matthew chapter number 26, verse 15. Flip back. Notice old Judas Iscariot. I'll tell you one thing people will do. They'll sell you out. Verse 15 says this, and he said unto them, what will you give me? And I'll deliver him unto you. This world, and even people that we're close to a lot of times, if you'll name their price, if you'll pay their price, they'll sell you out. You better not put your faith, and you better not put your dependence on a man. You'd better not put your faith, and you'd better not put your dependence on a lady. You'd better not put your faith and dependence on people, not even this church. Listen, you better have your faith in the dear, precious Lamb of God. You better have your faith in Him and Him alone, because He is the only one that really matters. He's the one that'll get down in the ditch with you. He's the one that will take you and rescue you when you're in trouble. He's the one that cares when nobody else cares. And He's the one you'd better put your faith in and trust Him. When I got saved, I believed in Him. I believed on Him. But the older I'm getting, the more I get in this thing, I'm learning to trust Him. I'm learning to trust Him. I'm learning to fully put my trust in Him. And the more I trust Him, the easier life gets. So the people let you down. They'll say you out. Verse 40, verse 43, and verse number 45, they'll go to sleep on you. You know, they ain't... Listen, nobody cares about you like you do. What do you mean by that? Well, I'm going to tell you something. Brother Vince had that heart cath the other day. You know, I was praying for Brother Vince. But I'm going to tell you who was stressed the most about that was Brother Vince. Amen? So my surgery, I don't care what kind of surgery, I don't care how bad yours was. If I had to get, Miss Renee had some things done, you know, that was serious to her. You know, mine serious to me. It's more serious than yours. You know, and what you go through, it really is not so stressful to others as it is you. People will go to sleep on you. People will sadden. People will sorrow. The Bible says in Luke chapter 22, verse number 45, they were sleeping for sorrow. Everybody else in this room here has got stress, has got sorrow, has got problems just like you do. And you know what? If we're dependent on them, if we're looking to them for our strength and our help, if we're looking to them for our resources, honey, you ain't going to get much, and your faith is going to be shallow. We need this book. We need a word from God out of this. I don't need to hear. I love Brother Ken. He's my pastor, you know, and I love to hear him preach, and I love to hear other preachers preach, but I need something that God wrote directly to me. I like for Him to speak to me. Prayer time. Boy, we need prayer time. I appreciate every person's prayers that's prayed for me, but you know what? I need to pray. I need to pray. I need to call on God. I need to ask Him. I need to speak with Him myself. People will let you down. But also, we need to go a little farther when the places we find ourselves in are dawning. Now, let's take a look here. Let's go to this place with the Lord just for a little bit. Now, Jesus is 100% man, but he's 100% God. He knows everything. He knows what He's about to face. He knows full well what Gethsemane is. He knows what Gabbatha is. He knows what Golgotha is. He knows what the grave holds. He knows everything. He knows what the cat of nine tails is. He knows what it's like to be nailed to a Roman cross. He knows all these things. As God, He knows, and also as man.
No doubt as they traveled the roads. No doubt in my mind they'd seen the Roman crosses as they'd pass by the way, and they'd see men hanging on those crosses. No doubt they'd pass by those roads. So he knows what's coming. And can you imagine as the hour comes, as he speaks about his hour had come, can you imagine as he walks into the first stage of this, into Gethsemane's garden, can you imagine the stress? Can you imagine the sorrow? Can you imagine what was going through his mind, his earthly mind? Gethsemane, the stress of it. Gabbatha, the shredding of it. Think about Gabbatha. That's that Roman whipping post mentioned. Can you imagine as he was there, and this had to be gut-wrenching as he thought about being stretched over a stone. And that cat of nine tails, as it ripped deep furrows on his back. Can you imagine? Probably no doubt he had seen people with their backs ripped up. Can you imagine? I'm talking about we need to press on. We need to go a little farther, even though the places we're at are daunting. There's things that you face. There's things that you know you're going to face later on in life. There's things you may be going to face next week. But you've got to go on for the glory of God. You've got to go on. Have your mind set. Have your heart set. I'm going on. I want to finish this thing right. I want to encourage the people of this church. I want to encourage you. Don't quit now. Go on for the glory of God. Don't give up now. Don't relax now. Don't give up now. Just keep going. You've done so good so far. You've done wonderfully so far. Keep going. Keep going. Think about Golgotha and the shame of Golgotha. The shredding of Gabbatha, the shame as he hung there. This is the Son of God. This is Christ. He is God. And He's hanging on that cross there. He's given His life when He could have called 12 legions of angels, and He's hanging there. He knew this was coming. He knew this. He knew about the grave. He knew that He was going to the grave, and how that when He laid in there for 3 days, during those 3 days, there would be people that was laughing and saying, I know He was fake. I knew He wasn't. There wasn't nothing to this Jesus man. He looked and He knew that there was a grave that was waiting on Him. Places that are daunting. But you know what He did? He went a little further. I know, and I'm preaching this tonight because I know families go through things. I know minds think things. A lot of times that they shouldn't. I know we have doubts that to others may seem like it's the most ignorant thing that a person could think. I realize that you think things like that. I realize you doubt. I realize you struggle. I realize you go through things, boy, that just don't make a lot of sense. But I'm encouraging you tonight to just go on for the glory of God. We're on the home stretch. We're in the final minutes. Press on! Go on for the glory. Just a little farther. Just a little farther. Go a little farther. People have let you down. People will let you down. Places that we face will be daunting. Watch this. He prayed 3 times. And you know, he prayed the same thing 3 times. Have you ever prayed and it seemed like it wouldn't get no higher than the ceiling? Do you know the Lord went through that? In His darkest hour? Do you see anywhere here that God the Father answered His prayer, delivered Him from what He was facing?
Absolutely not. He prayed, Lord, if it be your will, any way possible, Lord, if there's any way possible, Father, Lord, let this cup pass from me. If there's any other way to save mankind, let it pass from me. Silence, I believe. There's times, boy, when we pray in this day and hour that we live, there's times, boy, it seems like we don't get no answers, do we? Does that mean God's not listening? Absolutely not. He's listening. But what we're praying sometimes, well, sometimes our flesh is so weak, and sometimes our flesh desires things. Sometimes our flesh desires a different route. But God the Father, in His sovereign, perfect will, knows the best route. And He knows the path that I should take. He knows what I need in my life. Therefore, I should pray, Lord, not my will, but yours be done. That's easy to preach, but it's hard to pray. But you know, this ain't about me. I've got to tell myself, I've got to learn that, Brother Shane. It's not about me. It's about Him. It's about Him. I want to get soaked in Him. I want to get surrounded by Him. He is, and I want to be used in these last moments of time. I laid in bed last night. I woke up. I don't know. I woke up about 2 o'clock, I guess, some in the middle of the night. And 3 people that I work with, I saw them going to hell. And I thought about my sorriness, Brother Adam, of how I've been a poor witness. I've tried to live a Christian life, tried to do right. Tried to tell them, but I ain't told them enough. Because it's about over. You hear what I'm saying, Brother Lee? It's about over. It's about done. Chances to tell somebody Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. You're about to not get that opportunity no more. You hear me? It's about to be over. More those we go to work with, and or those we see. As we get so, you know, the devil does this, he gets us so captivated and caught up in the things we do. And I understand, I'm guilty as all get out. He gets us so, carried away with this and thinking about this and doing that. You know, and we get excited about this and sad about this. And for long, we ain't even doing what we're supposed to be doing. One of these days, one of the saddest things for Christians, I believe. Listen to me, I'm telling you. I believe the Bible says in Revelation chapter number 21 that He'll wipe away all tears from our eyes. What in the world is those tears for in heaven? You ever thought of that? Why in the world, in the next to the last chapter of Revelation, are they tears mentioned? I'll tell you why that is. Because I believe we'll see the previous chapter, which is Revelation chapter number 20, the great white throne judgment. And we'll see those that we rub shoulders with. We'll see those that all we had to do was say, you got a second. I just want you to know that Jesus loves you. I love you. And He died for you. What'd that take? 10 seconds. But I was too busy. I was too bashful to do that. too bashful to call them. Well, I should have. Revelation 20. Any name that's not written in that Lamb's Book of Life is cast into the lake of fire. And I believe with all my heart, you can believe which way you want to, but I believe we'll see the ones we should have witnessed to, we should have told about Jesus. He don't ask for much. The Lord don't ask for much. Why can't we tell them? Why can't we tell them? Are we afraid we won't fit in at work? Are we afraid we won't fit in at school? Or are we afraid that they'll look at us as a holy roller? Or why? Why can't we? I mean, realize now this thing is about over. Going a little farther. He prayed to his father. There's no other way. He petitioned his friends, but they slept. When the prayers you pray are denied, the place you find yourself is dawning. People have let you down. But lastly, when the problems you're facing are defeating, go a little farther. As I look here at our Savior, His flesh was not weak. But if you'll look in verse 41, He told His disciples, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Why do I need to go a little farther? Why do I need to press harder and harder as this day is ending that we're living in? Because this flesh that I'm encased in is weak. And I need to combat it. I need to fight it. And the only weapon that we've got is this. This is the only weapon. We can pray and we can gain strength. The spirit is ready, but the flesh is weak, He said. His flesh, He said these disciples' flesh is weak, and His soul, even He said His soul was exceeding sorrowful, even unto death, verse 38. These problems that seem like they drowned us. However, listen to me. I'm going to show you this ties in. As Jesus is here on the precipice of Calvary, on the precipice, I believe, of more suffering than any human being has ever done. I believe Isaiah 53 describes Jesus suffering greater than any other suffering known to any human being before or after. I believe He suffered like no other man, period. That's the way, I don't care what it, I believe He suffered like nobody. He's on the precipice of going to Calvary. You and I are on the precipice. We're on the brink of the Lord coming back. He went a little farther. He went just a little farther. Can you go a little farther tonight? He knew He could go a little farther because He knew that on Sunday morning there's a resurrection. You know what you can do? You can go a little farther because you know there's a resurrection. You know there's a resurrection. There's coming a day And he's coming a day when Jesus is going to step out of that cloud. I'm telling you, it could be tomorrow. That's a fact. Am I right about that, Brother Adam? That excites me, but it frights me. I'm being real with you. It excites me to no end. I find myself getting so excited about that, I can't contain myself. But then on the other hand, I find myself scared to death sometimes. I know I'm crazy. You can call me crazy, sign me up for Milledgeville or whatever. But I'm telling you the truth. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You know why? You know why I'm frightened? I want to make sure I'm where I need to be. I want to make sure I ain't having a dumb day. You know what I'm saying? I'm the only one. Am I the only one that has a dumb day? I don't want to have that. I want to be in tune. I want to be in focus that day. It could be tomorrow. And I sure don't want to have a dumb day tomorrow and him blow that trumpet. You hear what I'm saying? It may be later on this year. It may be later on. It may be 10. I don't know. But I can smell the coffee brewing in the kitchen. And he's about to come. And I want to be focused. I want to be ready. Do anybody else want to be ready? Boy, I want to be ready. I've done some ignorant things in my life. I mean ignorant. And I can't go back and do one thing about them, but I can do something about tomorrow. You know what? I can't do nothing about my failures. My faults, they're there. But I hadn't got to do it tomorrow. You hadn't either. I want to be ready, but I also, the little bitty group that I come in contact with, the place I'm planted, God's put me at Hearst Construction. That's where I work. He's put me in office. He's put me around lost folks. He's put me there. You hear what I'm saying? I believe sovereignly, he's rooted me up, set me here. He'll set you in different places so you can be a light to a lost and dying world. And it's your job. It's your duty to tell them about. You say, preacher, I don't know what to tell them. Just tell them Jesus loves you. This I know, for the Bible tells me. Just tell them Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. If that's all you say, the Holy Ghost can take it and run with it. It's salvation's of the Lord anyway. It's His business. I wonder tonight, can we have an altar call? I wonder tonight, it tore me up last night seeing them folks. I wonder if there's anybody on your heart right now. I wonder if your life is where it needs to be. I wonder if he come tonight, would you be ready? But then again, I wonder the poor people that God has set you down in the midst of, have you given them a chance? I wonder if you just, maybe silently in this altar, if you just call their name to a holy God. I wonder if there'd be anybody that would be willing to just ask Him for boldness to speak their name, to speak His name to them. I wonder if you'd just come. It's time to get real, folks. It's time to go just a little bit farther. Maybe a grandson, maybe a granddaughter, maybe a daughter, a son, maybe a mama, a daddy, uncle, aunt, a boss, a secretary, maybe, who knows? I wonder if you'd just call their name. God has put them on your heart and on your mind for a reason tonight. God, save them. Help me to have boldness that I can just tell them about you. Give me boldness, God. Give me boldness.